you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
How about that lava bomb yesterday?
Wow.
I missed it. I'm sorry. Where was it at?
It was at Hawaii's volcano.
Which
it
island?
Hit a tour boat.
Which island?
The island.
I hit a tour boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nearly 24 people were injured after the lava bomb.
Were they just sightseeing near the lava?
Yep.
Yep. From the volcano hit a tour boat. The lava bomb, or the flying chunk of molten rock, tore through the boat's roof and damaged the railing. Witnesses reported seeing people walking off the boat with large burns and gashes. One person carried off on a stretcher. Three hospitalized. One in serious condition.
Yeah. There's a picture in USA Today of the hole put in the roof.
Large burn and gashes in the morning.
You know that's right.
They're a good show.
So are they shutting the tour boats down around there now since that happened?
Where was
or
it again?
Just telling them to, it was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
I kind of like a poke.
Is it near I kind of like a poke?
I think so.
Yeah.
But
so
not quite.
Still going. But it's just not getting as much reportage.
It's not. Did you see the new island that they have?
Which island?
It's right by the big island.
Where? Yeah,
it doesn't have a name yet.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
You like a licky dicky.
Is it near your licky dicky?
Near licky dicky?
Right. Where the lava rivers enter the ocean, about 100 yards off the coast.
Near licky dicky.
They formed a little island.
Got it.
Which they think will eventually fill in. So it won't be an island anymore. It'll be a peninsula.
Right.
Yeah, so they're actually adding acreage. The island of Hawaii is getting bigger.
Where's your global warming now?
That has nothing to do with anything. Now, that keeps me awake, too.
Volcanoes.
That keeps me awake, too, by the way.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
You have? Where?
Yeah. Yeah. Want to peek a peep?
Where's your global warming? they shut up when it's really hot, and they come back out. And idiots, just all of them. No time for them.
NASA officials say that they may have...
morons.
Well, see, this might not be the time to mention that.
Oh, really? Could they do something stupid?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did.
We pissed off Tony Baloney yesterday, apparently. He wrote about an 8-paragraph email that none of us read, because you mentioned the fact that 40%, there's a good chance that 40% were the only ones out there.
Okay.
And he got mad at us. What did we do?
I read the first two paragraphs before I bailed.
I know. What did we do? We actually said we kind of hoped there's stuff out there.
Yeah.
He thinks there is, but there's no proof of that either.
It seemed to me he was convinced that we said we don't believe there's anything out there.
That's not true.
No.
NASA said it.
That's not what we said.
And that's not what NASA said either.
Well, who said it?
They said, well, they didn't say there was a 0% chance.
Yeah.
They said, you know, 40% chance using the Fermi paradox.
And he got all mad. Of course, he thinks Bigfoot exists, so what are you going to do?
Bigfoot lives.
Did you just pick your tooth with a news story, Greg?
I did. And I'll do it again.
Yeah.
We've always been of the mindset that...
We hope it exists.
The universe is...
But his email was basically, there's stuff out there, right?
The universe is massive... And it would be very arrogant of us to think that we're the only living beings in the universe.
Good chance we are the only ones out there.
Aren't we lucky?
Great, here comes another email.
I know.
I always see his emails at like 4 a.m.
I know.
Straight out of bed. I go,
you know what?
Maybe
it's insomnia. That's how I should get up. I should get up in the morning and email the show. Yeah, I'll go back to sleep then.
That'll help.
Yeah.
Good things.
Yeah, thinking about work, right?
Yeah.
No, see, because if you read like Baloney's email,
I didn't.
It would just make you mad.
I didn't read it. That's why. Because I don't think we did anything wrong yesterday. Craig read some stats. We said, "Oh, we hope there's something out there."
No, I didn't.
And I don't believe every moron that sees something in the sky. I don't believe any of that.
I think he misread us.
I know.
Because, well, we don't buy into all the crap that he buys into. I think something's out there.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, but you're right. I like proof. I'm not just a faith guy.
Not at all. Not at all.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. Like Craig says.
No, no, not like Craig says, because yeah. Craig doesn't say anything consistently.
We all just heard it.
Craig is not consistent.
I have put my trust and faith into climate change, and I just
that's science.
I just believe in
it's
it.
It's science, Blurb.
Climate change.
I know that climate change will be there for me during the tough times. I know that climate change will get me through.
Yeah.
As long as I have climate change at my side.
Hawaii's getting more land.
Where's your global warming?
Where's your global warming? Rising sea levels, my ass.
Yeah, that's from the rocks.
We're getting more.
My ass.
We're getting more land. NASA officials say that they may have discovered the so-called building blocks for life on Mars back in the 70s.
Anyone tell us about it?
And didn't do anything about it?
Oh, no, no, no.
Didn't
they
realize it?
No, they accidentally burned the evidence.
Idiots.
Well, see, they didn't know that.
Still.
They were finding these, you know, complex things on Mars.
Well, somebody should have stepped up and said, you know what? Those could be building blocks.
And
put them in a file somewhere.
No, the testing to see what it was burned up the other stuff that is the building blocks.
So it was a bad test.
So it was they didn't test it properly. So they burned up all this stuff that now they say, hey, you know, there's building blocks on Mars for life on Mars. Well, yeah, you should have known that back in the 70s is now what they're saying. Well,
can't we just run back and get some more?
Well, that's how we found out. Turns out back in the 70s, a Viking unit would land it, did detect this material, but inadvertently burned it when heating the sample up to 500 degrees for data analysis.
I burned Uranus last night, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
With a Viking unit.
Well, Todd helped.
How does that feel? How you like that?
Your rectum.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.